Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work in Sanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And today we're going to talk about taking a break. Don't feel guilty about it, folks. It's set the tools down. Move away from the desk and the laptop and take a break. It's okay.
It is. Were you throwing it to me there? Sorry, I didn't catch that. We haven't been taking enough breaks in recording these shows. Yes, productivity is a thing that does run out. And I think it is important to think of it like fuel. Like, this is the takeaway for this episode. Productivity is like the fuel that keeps you going. And the breaks, you can think of them as charging stations. And believe me, you can keep going, but you're going to be running on fumes. And pretty soon, you're going to have to get out of yourself and push yourself from the back. And because you don't have fuel anymore, you're not going to go as fast. It's going to be a mess. Productivity isn't infinite. And taking breaks should not inquire guilt. It's important.
That's right. It's fuel if that's the kind of car you have, and taking a break is your gas station or your petrol station. It's electric charge in your battery if you want to have a Tesla.
You know what? Let's be weather forward. Let's be climate forward.
Got it. Yeah.
And think of it as batteries. Yes.
Yeah. You need to recharge those batteries. And I think this may be one of the most important episodes we do, because it was one of the hardest lessons for me to learn. And this may not be as hard for some people. Some people may have the opposite problem, but I think more people than not don't fall into the stereotype of, oh, well, if they work from home, they'll just be lazy and be on break all the time and never get anything done. I think it's the opposite. I think we are generally our own worst taskmasters. The joke amongst work from home people is always like, I have a horrible boss. It's me. He's always over my shoulder. He never lets me take a break. And it was harder. I knew this going in, but it was hard to make myself take those breaks and not feel like I was slacking off.
It is, as we're recording this, and maybe you will be listening to this episode years from now, because the advice is still going to be completely relevant. But as we're recording this, we're coming out of the initial part of the COVID-19 related lockdown. And absolutely, when we went into lockdown and people starting to have to work from home, the number one worry of many of the managers and executives was, they're going to be slacking off and it's going to be vacation. And after 2 months, even the people who started working from home, who were like, yay, it's going to be fun, they started thinking, actually, I'm exhausted. I'm more tired than I've ever been. I have less time than I've ever had. What is happening? And I think a big part of it, maybe not all of it, but a big part of it was those breaks. And you mentioned it might be different for different people. I think Americans, especially, at least compared to French, there is this fantasy that the more you work, the longer you work, the more productive you are. And I don't have a specific study here, but I'm pretty sure that overall, French people are more productive on a per hour basis. Now, maybe they work less hours, so it comes down to a little bit less in total. But on a per hour basis, French people who work less hours are more productive. And I honestly very strongly believe it is because French people, on average, know that it's important to take those breaks and to recharge. And when you're working, you're really working. When you're not working, you're actually not feeling guilty. The sandwich at your desk fallacy is a crime. Like eating a sandwich in 15 minutes at your desk because you have a lot of work. Of course, there are always times when that is important to do because you do have a lot of work. But this is what your normal workday, I think it's a real problem. And when you work from home, that is so much more prevalent than when you don't, that it's super important to pay attention to. In my case, what I do is that every day, I really try very hard to take at the very least a substantial lunch break. And this is kind of my island during the day. I love my work. I work in the field of my dreams. I love doing it, but it's still work. And I take a break for lunch every day. I put on a good TV show, you know, Netflix, HBO, whatever, and I take a full hour. I cook some food, sit down, enjoy the food, enjoy the show, and then I'm looking forward to the afternoon, which, you know, is not necessarily the time that you're fully energized if you don't do that.
Yeah, and I think that's super important to remember when you're going into that break. If you're finding it hard, if you're thinking that, I guess I can take a break, but I better make it fast. If your impulse is, you know, without the structure of work around you to reinforce the break, right? In an office, that's mandated. It's part of your day, and there's no guilt in saying, hey, it's lunchtime for me and other people, right? And in some office situations that doesn't exist, some it does, but there are definitely break times that are easier for you to go along with because it's the social norm in the group at the office, that when you're at home, suddenly you're like, wait, sit down and watch a Netflix show. Like that's just slacking, right? Like that's wasting time. And it's the opposite. And that's, if you have that impulse, like I do, you just need to counter it by saying you will get more done. You are actually making yourself more productive, like Patrick said, by taking this time to recharge those batteries. You have to actively work against the instinct sometimes because, yeah, you're not working. And so it's counterintuitive. Like, how am I actually being productive right now? But you are, because and this is the way I sort of tried to convince myself about it, is I will either take 4 hours to do the next bit of work, or I can take an hour to take a break and really take a break and then take 2 hours to do the next amount of work. Now, those numbers may not actually be reflective of reality, but just putting myself in that headspace made me realize, oh, by taking the break, I'm getting more done. And that's the key. And then once you start doing that and you're realizing this is very pleasant, I'm watching a show, I'm doing a thing I like, I'm playing Animal Crossing, whatever it is, you're like, oh, this feels good. Am I allowed to feel good? Yes, you are, because you're actually being productive in a distant way, right? In a predictive way.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think, you know, working from home can either be an improvement or it can be a worsening of your working day and condition. If you don't take advantage of the cool things of working from home, and by the same token, or in that way, through that, make your work more enjoyable, it's such a missed opportunity, right? So if you do take those breaks and it makes you more willing and more easier, maybe not more willing, but it makes it easier for you to achieve the things you want to achieve in that day, you are absolutely doing the right thing. The lunch break is the obvious one. And I would even say this might be a sacrilege to some, but maybe one morning you've been particularly efficient and the afternoon is a little bit lighter. You know what? Maybe you can watch 2 episodes of that show. Don't do it every day, probably, depending on your schedule. But it might be an indulgence that you can afford. I will also say, taking breaks is not just for lunch breaks. And that is, of course, one of the key issues is sitting down. Again, since you don't get interrupted by, you know, Bob from accounting or Jenny from marketing who shows up and he's like, hey, so did you watch Game of Thrones last Sunday? If this is 2 years ago. And so you're not going to go up and go to the coffee machine or the water fountain. So you have to actually remember to get up and remind yourself to get up. Walk around. Maybe if you have a patio, sit down for a coffee for 5-10 minutes. If you have a dog, go walk the dog, whatever. But it's not just about lunch. It's breaks are important throughout the day. You will feel the consequences of sitting down for hours at a time, weeks at a time. This is like actually health issues related. So you have to take a break on that account as well.
Yeah, I recommend that if you're having a hard time convincing yourself of this, just say, you know what, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to schedule myself 20-minute break to start with, right? And just see what the difference is when you come back to work. Make yourself do it.
Yes.
Because you'll immediately notice that when you come back from that 20-minute break, and make it a real break, get away from your work, get away from the area in which you work, like Patrick said, maybe the patio, maybe a dog walk, whatever. And then when you come back, pay attention and notice, oh, this is easier to think about now. This is easier to do. I'm racing through this report or this script or whatever. I mean, for me, that definitely worked to be like, oh yeah, now I'm getting more done than I was before, and compare it to when you just keep slogging through and hammering away and you're like, oh, why am I so unfocused? Why am I so fuzzy? It really, really does make a difference. And you are your own worst boss if you let yourself be. You're the one in charge of yourself. And so you're the only one that can make yourself take a break. Be the good boss to yourself.
No, yeah, that's very important. Your manager or your colleagues don't see you. And so they're not going to tell you what to do or how to do it, or they're not going to encourage you to do something a little bit differently. You are literally the only person who can affect the way you work and who can affect your day. And that is super different from when you work at, you know, a workplace. And that's important to remember. You are your boss. You're the only one who can affect your day. It's on you. So if things are a certain way and you don't like that, or you think it could be better, it's on you to make that decision. So make it.
And you mentioned dog walks. I want to throw this out just as my personal example. I use that as a way to make myself take a break. It's enjoyable to walk my dogs. It also gets me out of the house. So I'm away. I can't even be tempted by work, right? Because I'm outside. Maybe I have my phone with me and maybe somebody will Slack me or something. But for the most part, I'm separated. And I see other people. And that's important too. Taking that break gives you a chance to interact in other ways. And so I'll see Georgia and Peaky, and I'll see, you know, Gypsy and her mom Tina, and I'll have some social interactions, which also helps kind of just, you know, juggle up the mind and break you out of patterns, which again refreshes you and makes me more productive when I get back to the desk.
Yeah, it's about the productivity aspect, because of course all the advice we give, it's for you to be more productive for the economy and for yourself. it's not about self-care, it's about productivity.
Well, but when I say being productive, I don't mean so much to feed the means of production as get that thing you want done in a satisfactory way that makes you feel good about it.
Sure. And that's what I was getting at. It's not just about, you know, health issues or healthcare or even mental health care. It can even be about just stop hammering at a problem nonstop for 2 hours. Just step away for a little bit, think about something else, and you'll find that when you get back to that issue, you'll have a new approach or you'll have thought. I mean, that's a well-known process, but it doesn't happen on its own. You have to make it happen. So yeah, it is important.
If there's someone out there thinking like, why are you belaboring this point? Yeah, I'll take a break. What's so hard about it? You haven't tried. Because I think it can, at least at the beginning, for a lot of folks, it can be harder than it seems. Even if you're like, oh yes, I'm wholly on board, totally understand the importance of it, it's easy for you to just suddenly look up and realize, oh my gosh, I've been working for 6 hours straight. Like it's something you kind of have to schedule. Like Patrick made it a part of his routine.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure some people do already take breaks. I'm certain it doesn't apply to everyone. There are some people, I can guarantee you, there are some people who are going to be listening to this and who are still going to be like, but can I really do this? Like an hour long lunch break? That sounds like craziness. It's kooky town. It is not. Try it.
Try it. You'll like it. Trust me. What is our takeaway, Patrick?
Productivity is like a battery that you have to recharge, not fuel. Definitely not fuel or renewable fuel, like a futuristic, you know, H2O engine that works with water. And if you've depleted that renewable fuel, then you need to take a break, because it is like a charging station. And if you don't recharge, your productivity and your, you know, health, mental health will suffer for it. So do take breaks.
You are literally solar powered. Get out in the sun for a minute to charge back up. That's it for Work Insanity. We helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
Yes, and you can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. We will do special Q&A episodes where we answer your questions. So please do send those questions in. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at NotPatrick on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com. And you can find both of us at workinsanity.net. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.